Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're 20 minutes from the expressway. We're 40 minutes from LA Live with Lucius Alexander. And Rangers return to action here coming up tonight at 6:30. CY joined us back at 4:20 if you want to go back and listen to that. It is available to you. We'll hear from Micah Parsons coming up at 5:20. Play some cuts from his podcast as he reacts to one of the most devastating losses the Cowboys have had in a while. Here with the audio coming up at 5:20. It's time now for an edition of the finest. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Thank you. Sample sizes are small, of course, at this point in the season, but there is a glaring issue with the Cowboys offense right now, and there's a handful of them, but I think this one is probably the biggest, and it's the lack of explosive plays. And when you look at the explosive play rate throughout the entire league right now, the Cowboys are right there towards the bottom. They are even with teams like the Cleveland Browns, the Steelers, the Bears, and the Panthers. Those are the types of teams you are associated with through two games as it pertains to how often you are generating explosive plays for your offense. This is either a 10 or more yard run or a 20 or more yard pass. And so they are struggling at this in a very big way right now. And I saw from Warren Sharp, this was just before the season started, and I noted it. And what the explosive play stuff reveals is that, and this is for a context of just any play that's 15 or more yards, if you don't have any plays on a drive that go for 15 or more yards, you have a 2.3% chance to score a touchdown.
My goodness.
If you have zero explosives on your drive, you have under 3% chance of scoring a touchdown. Hmm. If you have just one explosive play, one play that goes for 15 or more yards on your drive, you have a 28% chance at scoring a touchdown. You're like literally 10 times more likely to score a touchdown on a drive if you just have at least one play that is considered explosive, which is 15 or more yards. And the Cowboys right now cannot do it. And then when you couple that with their red zone offense being what it is, so you can't generate explosive plays to score touchdowns. Then you'll want to nickel and dime your way down the field, and then you get into the red zone. Maybe you're dialed there, and that's how you can make up for the fact that you're not very explosive offensively. Well, unfortunately, through two games, you're not very good in the red zone either. So this is a huge problem, and I think there's a multitude of reasons for this. Do you guys think that's a more of a lack of players issue? Is that a personnel issue, or do you look at that as more of a concept and scheme and design issue?
I think the concept and scheme can work if they would have enough good players. I don't think they have a good running back. I don't think they have a good enough line, and I don't think they have enough depth at playmaking positions. But this is really depressing. I mean, they're not getting explosives. You can't run the ball. I mean, this is not painting a good picture. Really, 30 points per game last year, you have to wonder how much are they going to fall here in 2024 in the offensive point per game rankings.
Seems like we were having the same conversation this time last year, right? The first portion of the season.
Yeah, first four or five games.
Where are the explosive plays? This offense is kind of living in like a 15-yard box. And then, the bye week came and things changed. So I guess maybe I'm holding on to a little optimism that this is just early in the season and maybe the game stripped against Cleveland when you get a big lead and maybe you didn't want to show.
Well, you're
show
seeing
some stuff,
good physical defenses right now.
Sure.
Right? I mean, let's get back in division and have some 40 burgers.
Yes. Yeah.
Out.
I mean, hey, who you're playing against? I mean, Baltimore, the AFC North, that's probably going to be a physical game again on Sunday. But I do think, when you got Brandon Cooks more involved, that was an issue from the start of the season last year. Then some more explosive plays happened. It can't just be CeeDee Lamb. Like right now, I think CeeDee Lamb's the only person you can rely on for explosive plays on offense. You're not going to get it running the football. You got to find a way to get Brandon Cooks more involved. Maybe Tolbert can step up for you. Fergie's out. Is he coming back?
See, that's where I would focus because Ferguson averaged 10 yards a catch for you last year. There's your metric of 10-plus yards for an explosive play. This guy had 71 catches, but an average of 10.7 yards.
And he's good after the catch.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's not, you're right. They don't have enough, but if a guy like Ferguson, and maybe he wouldn't have made a difference in that game the other day, but if you're taking away a guy out of that mix that averages 10 yards a catch, that you're losing some explosives there. Maybe he catches the ball four times. That could be 40 yards worth of explosive plays for you there. So do they need to get better? Sure. Playing out Ferguson, I don't think helps.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. Yeah, absolutely. But that just shows you how fragile things are and how lacking of skill set, like skill players that can really do some damage down the field. Like with Ferguson's out, it's not like you're middle of the pack offensively. You're down there, and again, small sample, but you're down there. There's only three teams worse than you in the sport at it right now. So I don't think Ferguson's fixing all of those problems, but there's no question
Brooks
him being healthy
down,
is a huge factor.
Brooks falling down would it could have been a big play for you.
Right.
We talked about Tolbert along the sidelines, but didn't extend for the ball. That could have been a big play. Yeah, they've. How about the fact that the quarterback missed on the wheel route that we talked about, threw the ball short, that got knocked down. There could have been some explosive plays out there, but they didn't. You're right, they didn't execute them at all. And but that's hurt you.
I'm glad you brought this topic up because I talk a lot about the run game, right? And people will invariably say on social media, "You're an idiot. Don't you know chunk plays dictate who wins the game? Why can't the Cowboys get chunk plays? They're not making the defense defend the whole field."
Correct.
You get the chunk play when they have to worry about what might happen.
Right, and the running game helps to open things up.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. You always have to have some substance of a running game if you want to have success in the league. I mean, there's no question points will come from big plays, absolutely. But if you look at teams who are winning in January, they all have some form of a running game. You can't just ignore the run.
Yeah, it puts way too much on Dak. It's unfair to him.
It is.
It's insane that they can't figure that
out. You're asking him to basically be Superman every single game. And that's
what's his nickname in high school, by the way?
Well.
Yeah. That's what his buddies called him.
Called Dak Superman?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Got the S on his chest.
Because he played everything at the best. He was the baller in basketball and football. It's like, dude, this guy just shows up and
just
kills.
A badass.
Yeah. That makes sense. Just another little topic here as it pertains to the explosive stuff. I did see that Patrick Mahomes, after his 44-yard touchdown pass to Rashee Rice, he's now already thrown as many deep touchdown passes, 20 or more air yards this season, as the previous two seasons combined.
Wow.
That was like, I thought Next Gen might be trying to ball sack me on that one. For the last two seasons, Mahomes over the last 2 years only had two touchdowns that were 20 or more air yards.
And it's still not humming. I think he threw for a 151 on Sunday.
Yes. No. Hey, listen, for as much as we talk about Joe Burrow and the confidence you have in him, probably the main reason you feel better about the Bengals versus the Chiefs than any other team versus the Chiefs is because of what Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, has been able to do in stifling Mahomes and that Chiefs offense plenty. And so, yeah, it was only 151 yards or whatever for Mahomes over the weekend. And so that was definitely not good. But just the idea that he's already thrown as many deep touchdown passes this season as he had the two previous seasons combined is just absolutely ridiculous. But, okay, looking elsewhere. Now, good news is when you look at the Ravens at this particular thing, as it pertains to the explosive plays, they're only a tick better than you at this point. So it's not like they've been absolutely lighting the world on fire with huge plays. And a couple other Ravens nuggets, their kicking situation, you definitely have the kicking advantage.
Yeah.
We know that with our guy Aubrey, but, I mean,
Tucker's missing 50-yard field goals now, huh?
Yeah. Kickers.
He's the only two misses, I think, in the league from 50-plus this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I saw that. Kickers are currently 35 of 37 on field goals that are longer than 50 yards this year.
I didn't realize, maybe because I wasn't paying attention late, but that game-winning extra point last night was from 49 yards.
Yes.
After the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Young Wei Koo, man, that was a nerve-wracking PAT, but he made it. Thank goodness gracious.
Yeah, thank God he did make it. But yeah, some people were thinking maybe you should take that penalty and put that on the kickoff so that your offense just starts a little bit sooner. So I don't really know what Franken the right play is there.
You know what, man?
That probably would have been the play.
Yeah, that would have. But that guy would have probably kicked it to the one, put it back to the, you know, you move it back and he's going to kick it down there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That's when I guess you needed to, like, scout how strong is that kicker's leg.
Yeah, I mean, how strong is his leg? Can he kick it inside that red zone or the, what are they called, the green zone? Or
yeah, the green zone.
What do they call it? They got a name for that thing.
The landing zone.
The landing zone. There you go.
It's a landing zone, yeah. Not a strip. It's a zone.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know what the metrics or analytics would reveal about what you should do there in that scenario, but, I mean, pushing it back to make it basically a 50-yard game-winning field goal is ultimately the pressure you're putting on that kicker right there.
Right,
that's, I mean,
it's big.
I think that's a fair thing to do, but I know Hagee was like, man, I would have just put that and forced that on the kickoff, so now my offense maybe has better field position as they go and try and get a game-winning field goal themselves.
That's fair.
So, yeah, plenty of decisions to second-guess with the Eagles last night. Now you have also, when it comes to the Ravens, over the past 4 years, they have lost 10 games where they had a lead in the fourth quarter by
double digit.
7 or more points.
Wow.
Which is obviously first in the league over that span. So this is, they just did it
the Eagles
to the Raiders.
The Eagles are trying to catch up with them on this. Eagles, I think, have lost 4 games in the last 2 minutes. They've got a...
Oof, that's brutal.
They've got a pretty nice little streak going here, too.
But this Ravens thing is weird. Like you said, Broadus, yesterday, you think of the Ravens as being more of like a buttoned-up kind of team.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're up by a touchdown or more in the fourth quarter, you should not be losing that. But they have done it at a bigger rate than anybody over the last 4 seasons. And so we'll see. We'll see what it looks like in the fourth quarter here. But this is the one team that maybe the Cowboys, if they do get down early in this game, you could feel like, hey, guys, we can have some resilience. We still have a chance to go here. We don't just have to put up 3 points in the second half.
Is that the downfall of the running quarterback who's not a great passer? You know, we're going to load up on you. We know you're running. Probably going to give it to your running back because you're up, you know.
Raven fans were like losing their mind on social media about Harbaugh and the clock management. Yeah. Feels like that's kind of the theme, like the coaches and the bad clock management. Maybe that has something to do with it, but that could be. Like, hey, you can't close out a game that way. But I know the Cowboys, DallasCowboys.com, put out, they're 12-2 in the last 3 years following a loss. They've been really good. Only the Bills they're tied with the Bills for the most wins after a loss during that span. So there's a little chicken soup for your Cowboy soul.
Yeah, man. We'll take what we can get right now.
I can use that right now.
Yeah, we need anything that we can get. The Ravens are going to be coming in here. I mean, this is about as must-win as it gets. They're going to have the Bills. They have the Bengals. Like, this is all coming up for them. If they drop to 0-3, and then you got to take on the Bills, which the Bills are playing much like the Saints to some extent, just like the best football in the sport through 2 weeks. That's what we were thinking, that they were going to have a down year. Not the case. Buffalo is absolutely clicking. So if you're a Ravens fan right now, you have to be nervous because you know you're better than 0-2. You know you're a better football team than that. But you lose to the Cowboys, all of a sudden now it's Buffalo, now it's Cincinnati. Goodness gracious, that's tough sledding there.
Would you like play 10 in the box and dare them to throw the ball if you're the Cowboys? I mean, I'm just being...
Like play the Kincaid defense.
I mean, would you just say, okay, we're going to load the box up so badly, we're going to dare you to throw the ball on us.
Yeah, if for both teams, you want to play to the weakness. If you're the Ravens,
dare Dallas to run.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
And dare the Ravens to throw.
Yep.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Yeah, and the Ravens' offensive line is a problem. So I know that brought us tomorrow.
Well, their right tackle is giving up a ton of pressure. I believe is when I looked at the little metrics on who was giving up pressures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's their right tackle that's had some problems.
Well, they
had some problems this last game.
They had to go up against Max Crosby the entire game. That dude doesn't miss a snap.
No,
he has to be the only defensive lineman that doesn't get any type of rotation. 100% of the snaps Max Crosby has played to start the season.
That's
his track record.
Yeah.
He's just an absolute Iron Man. Do you guys remember when there was a restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina that had the Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper storming in there to have some confrontation because he didn't like the way they were conducting their business, making fun of the Panthers with some signage? So they did that, I guess that was last year where it was, or over the offseason, please let the coach and GM pick this year. That was like the sign outside their restaurant there, and he stormed in there and had a word with them. Well, they're back now. This is the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill, and their new sign has Mayfield, and it says 2-0. Darnold, 2-0. Rule for Matt Rule, 3-0. And then Young for Bryce Young, 0-2. So their last couple of starting quarterbacks, Mayfield and Darnold, they have their undefeated record up, and then their last coach is, well, or again, now it's two coaches ago, Matt Rule, and he's 3-0. So I wonder if Tepper's going to storm in there after they've benched Bryce Young. Who do you guys think is now the next favorite to be the quarterback that gets benched now that Bryce Young's already been the first quarterback benched on the season? Who's the next guy in line to get sent to the bench?
Danny Dimes
4-1. Nice work, Walchuk. And then it's Bo Nix. Then it's Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, Bo Nix? No. I heard so many good things about Bo Nix this summer.
Yeah, and the preseason seemed like all the rookies were playing really well. Then the actual real football started, and we've regressed.
Yeah, joke's on you if you're buying into the Bo Nix hype. And then Will Levis would be after that, and Gardner Minshew. So
Will Levis, what are you doing?
He's doing unforgivable things.
I mean,
it's like, dude, just play to live another day, and you're fine. What are you doing?
He's just a walking brain fart at the quarterback position.
I guess.
A lot of that going on. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Okay, coming up next, it's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live's right around the corner. What'd you think of what happened in the postgame locker room last night for the Eagles? And what's Micah have to say about the Cowboys' big loss? We'll have the audio on that for you next here. It's the G-Bag.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nation and the Fan. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top, baby. Brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segments presented by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Just a reminder to the Jones family, if either of you are heading home right now, you want to win with Dak, get him a running game. 500 quarterback now when he throws 35 times or more, 25 and 25 in his career. That's a 50-game sample size. Mm. What's his record when he throws 40-plus times? 8-16. It's just not going to work. Mm. I don't know. Some quarterbacks can make it work with, like, hey, the running game's not working, so we're going short passing game. Like, Tom Brady was famous for that. Running game doesn't work. We're going a short passing game the hell out of you with, like, guys like Deion Lewis. Yeah. Until, you know, you're gashed so much right around the line of scrimmage, we'll make you defend that part of the field one way or another. I don't think Dak is accurate enough in that short passing game and screen game to hit guys on the run in a way that allows them to make explosive plays. So that's just a note on that. But, Brian, I wanted to get your thoughts on this story out of Philly last night. The Eagles' epic loss was glorious. Eagles' tears taste the best. And we're trying to, you know, get a good handle on to what extent that coaching staff is in a bad way. Mm. We do know the GM moved on from your guy Doug Peterson shortly after they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni appears in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Last year was a train wreck. They kept him. And last night, a report, and I don't know what you make of this, Brian, but they said no coaches addressed the team afterwards. They just kind of went silent. Jalen Hurts said something, and that was it. In football, do the coaches need to address the team?
I think post game you want to have some comments to the, you know, to the team. I think the head coach. I think I always found in a loss in the locker room that all the coaches went around to their players, and the one thing you do is you just make sure they're okay.
Yeah,
you know, you physically, you know, they're, you could, after a loss. I mean, the locker rooms are the worst. We've all been a part of these situations, but. You know, I always just remember coaches after a tough loss or a bad loss that, you know, hey, you okay? You know, and the players nod, and, you know, they're taking their tape off and their pads off and stuff. But I don't ever remember after a game where the player, and did Jalen Hurts stand up and say something to the team, or they just not say anything at all?
Oh, the players did. Okay, but the coaches did.
Yeah,
not.
I don't think I've ever been in a locker room. I've been in a locker room before where the coaches left. Like pregame, and then a guy like Reggie White or, you know, somebody like that stood up and said things.
Yeah, sometimes it's
but
special.
Never yeah. post it. It just was, hey, you know, all right, you kind of get the schedule, and then, you know, we'll break things down tomorrow, and everybody, you know, get your treatments and stuff. And that's kind of where it goes from there.
The Eagles homers are saying we're a player led locker room. Well, Chuck, you buying that, or is this major dysfunction?
No, it sheds light on the story that came out before the season, mm-hmm. right, with the disconnect between the head coach and the quarterback with Nick Sirianni. I think Sirianni comes across as a guy, look, nobody handles losing well, really. Like, that's not a trait that I think anybody who's a competitor has. But as a head coach, especially week two of the season, a loss like that, you need to make sure that doesn't resonate. You better have something to say to make sure your guys realize we got a lot of football left, okay? We blew an opportunity. We need to get back and lift ourselves up and fight back next week and make sure we get this taste out of our mouth. So to hear that they didn't talk, that makes me think this 2-9 record they've got since 10-1, this head coach is getting fired midseason. That would be my prediction.
Man, they were a 99 percentile to go 2-0 last night with just some really unfortunate eakers. Maybe the luck has gone against them finally.
Well, now they got to go to New Orleans and then to Tampa. So, I mean, two teams that in the NFC right now are as hot as anybody.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Not going to get any easier.
Yeah, they got their work cut out for him. And, man, watching Hurts play is exciting, I think, you know, because he brings so much power. But I just think of the knee last year, and every time he's doing the stutter step, I mean, those are big, violent cuts, and he's leading with his head. Like, how much of that would you want to do if you're Philadelphia right now?
His shoulder's so bad, too.
I mean,
his shoulder's been bad.
I remember that from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's never going to get healthy for him. It's just not. And so, yeah, but they've, you know, that's... Like I say, the players, you know, there's a lot of blame going on around there. And I think that's the thing about it is that maybe the player jumped in, maybe Hurts jumped in because of what happened at the end of last year. And he wanted to make sure that, listen, we ain't going through that crap again the last 5-6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
But we're gonna settle this right now. You know, if anybody's got anything to say, let's say it, you know, that kind of thing. But I can say it's unusual that the head coach doesn't say a few words to the team before they get their showers and head on.
Couple of Micah Parsons cuts here. Speaking of talking after a tough loss, here's Micah on his thoughts on the New Orleans game.
My biggest takeaways from that game: one, the effort was not there by all 11. It doesn't matter who plays well, who didn't play well. The effort by all 11 wasn't there. The basic fundamentals of the game of football was not there. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have a standard of who you are during training camp and throughout this process to get you ready for the season. We didn't uphold that standard. That wasn't the Dallas Cowboys that I saw or I knew that showed up last week. It was not the same team this week. Was it the preparation? What was it? I don't know, but I'm determined to get this thing right. As you said, I'm trying to step up this year. I'm trying to be that guy for our team, and we have to be a whole lot better. And it's going to start. It started today. I feel like we made a big jump. Obviously, breaking down a film, it was hard to watch. You know, at the end of the day, you know, coming on to the show, coming out live, you know, it's hard to talk about the losses. It's hard to take it. But anyway, we got to take this loss and learn from it, right? It's early in the season. It's kind of a reminder to the Broncos a couple years ago, Arizona last year. But the championship's not won right now. We got a whole lot of time to get this together. We got a whole lot of time to keep getting better. And this is going to be a big week to kind of get better.
It's amazing, the Jekyll and Hyde. You know, they can't stop the run. They look like one of the worst teams in the NFL at it. They can rush the passer like one of the best. They will blow the doors off of non-playoff teams usually. Just, I mean, averaging 38 points against them. But you put them against a playoff team, and like other than Detroit last year, who they probably shouldn't have won that game, you know, they then go look horrible. You know, I don't know how you explain it. It does not, you know, add up. But I would disagree with what Micah said. I don't think this is effort. I think it's your guys are really not good at reading that offense and playing against physical fronts. I think that's what it comes down to. There's no like, oh, we're better than that. No, you're not. I don't want to hear that anymore. You're just not.
Yeah, I mean, I think now, I mean, your first taste with a new defensive coordinator and a new defensive scheme, it was a similar result that we saw the last time that happened, right, in the playoffs. So that speaks to a player issue. Like, that's a personnel issue to me. Dan Quinn, maybe we unfairly gave him a little too much blame with some of that stuff last year. And he didn't have the horses to really go out there and execute.
He might have had the answers bringing the one safety up. That might be what he knew he had to do with his defensive line and linebackers to have any fighting chance in hell, you know? So those are the kind of things that I look at and become convinced that this is going to be a multi-year process to build it into something that can make us proud again.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is – we can't be surprised when we continue to lament the way that they team build, and then you find out that you have giant holes in multiple places on your roster.
Yeah.
You know, like it's and you can blame the, oh, we're dependent on a lot of young guys, looked like a young team out there. Well, yeah, that's by design. That's how you decided you wanted to go into the season. Mm-hmm. And when you're paying a bunch of guys a lot of money, so you're telling us by that you're trying to contend for something. Well, how much contending are you really trying to do if you're depending on four rookies to start and you're depending on two mid-30s guys on your interior D-line that nobody wanted in August, so you were like, sure, we'll grab you. And then you're going to chalk it up to like just savvy off-season work there. It's not savvy when you get pushed around and just get your teeth kicked in.
No, it's not. No, that's bottom fishing, you know. Okay, so cut two from Micah. What changed from Cleveland?
You know, the fans have a lot of questions. What was the difference between this week and last week? Honestly, to my standard and level, I wouldn't say there's a big drop-off. But, you know, I don't know if it was just an earlier game or, you know, but, you know, we weren't flying to the ball the same way. We weren't striking blocks the same way. We weren't playing complementary football. And I keep telling you guys, complementary football is so big in the NFL. Special teams has to be clicking. Offense has to be clicking. Defense has to be clicking. And we just weren't clicking defensively. I thought Dak played a really good game. And we did not help our quarterback.
Yeah, it's that whole thing where every time you lose, you're like, yeah, it's just not us.
Yeah, well, they got to play complementary football against good football teams. That's the issue. Like, you play complimentary football when you're playing in your division, which you're kick ass against. That's awesome. Which you're not making the playoffs unless you win your division. That's cool. But when you're playing against quality opponents, it's like, all right, the defense gets your ass kicked. The offense can't keep pace, right? Or your offense just isn't playing well, like we've seen in the San Francisco losses. Your defense keeps you in there. It's like our buddy Vach Lombardi. It's the peanut butter and jelly. They can't ever seem to have it both together. They got the peanut butter one week. Where's the jelly? They got the jelly this week. They didn't bring the peanut butter, right? It's like they keep harping complimentary football. Guys, when you're in a game against a quality opponent, show up. Let's figure out a way to actually play that, not just against the bottom feeders in the NFL.
Does everybody agree with Micah that Dak played good or played well?
No, Dak left plays on the field. He absolutely did. But they were also asking him to have to play at a superhuman level, which is just an unfair task for any quarterback to have to play at.
Yeah, you're just not in a situation where there can be three or four throws that could have, you know, created the chunk play or created points that you didn't hit. You know, mm-hmm. there's not many opportunities that they're giving you because they don't have to worry about your run game at all. So you're already like up creek without a paddle if you're Dak, and then you miss a couple of easier throws.
If
you know,
get it, but it, like 21-13, okay, you're back in the game. You hit the big play to CD, awesome. Defense, now's your time. Now the momentum's starting to swing. Now's when you need to step up. You talk about this is the series. Step up. Get a stop. They didn't. Right now it's 28-13. Boom. You blink your eyes. And if you're on the offensive side, it's like, well, F. Can we keep doing this? You're starting to doubt yourself as well.
Well, for sure, because they're constantly doubting themselves. At that point, still, you're looking at it's a two-score game in the second quarter. Nobody. Exactly. Yes. As a fan, you're throwing crap and you're totally ticked off. But reality tells you, if you have any type of backbone, that you're still in this game at home. Okay, it's a two-score game. This isn't out of this world and it's over. And then from there, what did your offense do for you? It gave you 6 points. It gave you two more field goals. That your offense just disappeared. It's like, hey guys, let's gather ourselves. Let's get to the locker room at halftime. Come out here and let's start like doing something here. I mean, you had a chance to make it a two-score game with like 14 minutes left in the game.
You had the double dip opportunity at half.
Yeah.
And then you have the interception.
Exactly.
And then the Saints go right back and score.
You gave yourself chances to like, okay, hey, this game doesn't have to be over. But your offense never gave you, neither side of the ball gave you a chance.
The Chiefs are bringing back Kareem Hunt to the running back room. The Dolphins put Tua on IR there with the concussion. The Steelers' week three plan is Justin Fields at quarterback. I don't know how it could be any other way. Other cool stuff happening in sport. Tennessee is hiking ticket prices to pay the players. A 10% talent fee added to ticket prices starting in 2025 with the money going into revenue sharing. I saw the state of Georgia pass a law as well that they're going to make it possible just for the university to pay the players. I think this could be the first step in just creating contracts. How long do you want to be at this university?
Yeah, I think
because we need more continuity. It's really starting to mess with the fan experience.
I would think that would be the one thing that I think that it would help the programs itself, knowing how long they're going to have kids there.
Yeah.
You know, you can either sign a 1-year contract or a 3-year contract. And then, you know, maybe after the third year, if you want to sign the fourth year, you can. But I think that if the universities knew how long they were going to have players for, And then once you sign the contract, if it's a year contract, when your year's up, you can move.
Yeah.
If after 3 years, you can move after that. But if you break your contract, I think that's where the league needs, or the league, NCAA maybe needs to step in and say, wait a minute, you had a contract, you submitted, you said you're going to be here for 3 years. We can't let you be eligible now.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's a circumstance where something like a player's family member passes away or something, or he has to be closer to home, he has to go back and play. I think it's a case-by-case situation.
The pendulum was on the university side for decades. It swung back strongly on the player side. Yeah. I think they got to find some sort of a happy medium in there.
Yeah.
CBS is expanding coverage of your Masters tournament, Brian. They're going to be bringing golf fans more Masters than ever before.
There you go.
And they're famous for, you know, not showing like half the day on Thursday and Friday.
It's crazy. That I wish they'd let me go to it more. They always turn me down when I apply for the tickets.
Yeah.
You know, you go for the lottery, and I've been twice, and I'd go every year if they let me go.
You shouldn't have eaten all the damn pimento sandwiches last time.
I'll tell you
time.
What, the beer is really cheap, and the pimento cheese sandwiches are excellent. They have ice cream bars that are good, too.
They got a lot of good stuff going on
there.
Yeah,
they do, and they're all cheap.
The peach ice cream stuff,
so
man.
Good.
Oh, my gosh. That looked fantastic.
Georgia peach.
And the world's top soccer players might be heading for a strike. According to Man City midfielder Rodri, they are close.
Mm.
The top international players play up to 85 games a year.
Oh, there we go.
You're running us ragged here with all the different competitions.
Now I understand. Okay.
I was definitely getting enough money with this one.
Yeah, I was going, boo, and then all of a sudden it's like they play 85 games. I went, ooh.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a game every 4 days for the entire calendar.
That's crazy.
You're traveling around the world.
90 minutes on a 120x60 pitch. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Mama told me one day it was gonna happen. Wish she would have told me when. She said it would happen when I was much older. Wish it would have happened. Is this the end?
Go, Lucius.
Oh, man. We'll get into that right after the great Rick James, y'all.
All right, you squares, time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
It's a Toxic Tuesday.
Well, police in Massachusetts say a man used a waffle to assault his wife. Officers in Lowell say the couple got into an argument over waffles and the health problems that could come from using too much syrup. Well, the husband allegedly got so upset, he slapped his wife across the face with a soggy waffle. Police say she had the proof, bits of waffle stuck in her hair. He was released from jail so he could attend his divorce hearing tomorrow.
I bet he did.
Yeah. Soggy waffle?
You guys get the soggy waffle, bro. She has some waffle some remnants in her hair. Like, look, it's right here. Look. Oh, man. Toxic stuff. This is LA Live for Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Man, it is a hell of a Toxic Tuesday, too. A sad and shockingly toxic Tuesday. If you're Gen X or a millennial like myself, you were outside for the Puff Daddy run. You were outside from intern to CEO, Puff Daddy. From local party promoter to mogul, Puff Daddy. Uptown Records to Bad Boy Records, Puff Daddy.
He's been puffing on some daddies.
Right? I can't believe it. You know, he's got his name Puff Daddy because he had a little attitude when he was younger.
Okay.
And when he would get mad, he'd puff up. You know, breathing like that. So they gave him the name Puffy.
I thought it might be a Puff the Magic Dragon thing all these years.
Nah, my aunt caught me smoking Black and Miles, and she called me Puff Daddy for a year.
Hey, Puff Daddy. Smoke him up, Lucius.
She called me Puff Daddy. Yep, oh, sad day, but we'll get into it in just a second. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every day on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Cowboy fans, gather around. This man's name is Two Icy Juice Cuz. two icy juice cuz. Here's a cowboy freestyle for the Cowboys.
Hey, I hope you know, Dallas Cowboys, y'all is done. I've been watching y'all.
Dallas.
Hey, I hope you know, Dallas Cowboys, y'all is done. I've been watching y'all since I was young than a bitch, and I've just been looking dumb. I hope you know, I don't even know why the team is stacked, because New Orleans came in there and straight put the belt to the ass. I hope you know, I wasn't even going to complain. But how y'all have a whole offseason and come out looking exactly the same? I hope you know, y'all should be worried. At this point, if it ain't the team or the coaches, what is it? The damn jerseys? I hope you know the defense look like Dookie. Every player on the other team the first half got the ball and started booking. I hope you know I can't even be mad, dog. I done came to the realization that losing is just y'all. I hope you know, Mike, your playbook is weak. I am so tired of seeing these lame-ass jet sweeps. I hope you know I can tell y'all why y'all suck. Because in the crunch time, don't none of y'all drop nuts. I hope the worst. This is exactly the same team from Green Bay. I hope you know I was looking for Micah. Did he even play? I hope you know I am done. Every season is a repeat. And I hope you know I'm rooting for y'all ugly ass next week, stupid pimp.
Yeah, that's good.
That's tough love right there.
That's tough love. Yeah. At the very end, he's still stuck around, though. Yep. He's in a toxic relationship with the Dallas Cowboys. Toxic. Yeah. He is. LA Live 105.3, The Fan. The feds ran down on Puff Daddy. The feds ran down last night. Sean Diddy Combs was arrested in New York City on Monday night. This happened during the football game, during the fourth quarter. I was sitting down in the darn reclining chair, minding my business, cracking my toes, you know, just watching the game. Looked at the phone and said, the feds, Puff Daddy is in federal, what is that called?
Custody?
Custody!
Yeah. Yes. Custody!
Custody!
So was
my
he,
mind is blown right now.
Homeland Security got him.
Was he missing or was he like hiding out?
No, he wasn't hiding out. He was cooperating. He knew that the indictments were coming down on him. Yeah. So he said he was going to be around New York. And if you check like his kids' Instagrams and his Instagram or whatnot, he was having a good time, like spending time with his family.
There you go.
Oh, my God, man.
That's sad.
54-year-old rap mogul was taken into custody in Manhattan. There we go. Custody again there. Combs was forced, was a focus of a months-long sex trafficking investigation conducted by Homeland Security.
That's who got him, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you have no idea, bro. I felt like Henry Hill, Goodfellas, in the shower when I heard this Puff Daddy press conference drop. I'm telling you, man, I'm a millennial. I watched this whole run, parties, All About the Benjamin. You would hear it five times in a row and everybody go crazy each time. To see him go down like this is really sad. Sad ending to the story. Plus, most of these charges are against Cassie. Oh. And I think Cassie is one of them. She's up there with Christina Milian and Maya up there in my book. She's one of them.
Top tier.
And the way he was treating her in that video, kicking her around like a dog and everything, I can't believe it. Come on, fam. Come on, bro. Here's what I heard this morning.
Today I'm announcing the unsealing of a 3-count indictment charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation for prostitution. The indictment alleges that between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct.
Miss Lady T, it is sad. It is damn sad. Yes, I can be sad about this. Yes, it's due. He did it to himself. But I can be sad about it. Don't tell me how to feel about something right now. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're mourning a legend.
Yes, man. Yeah. I watch this man rise up like that, okay? And he'll give you some type of motivation sometimes. So, yes, it's sad to see he did it to himself. Come on now.
As alleged in the indictment, to carry out this conduct, Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice.
Y'all hear that? Arson?
Yeah.
Arson.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let me say a little bit more about the charges. As alleged, Combs used force, threats of force, and coercion to cause victims to engage in extended sexual performances with male commercial sex workers.
What?
Male commercial sex workers.
Hmm. He forced you to do this, man. So you had to travel around with Puff Daddy. He thought you was cute and everything. Hey, I want y'all to do a little freak off of me.
Hmm.
Dang, bro. Some of whom he transported or caused to be transported over state lines. Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs. And he often electronically recorded them. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics, such as ketamine, ecstasy, and GHB, which Combs distributed to the victim.
Which all, I mean, you know, as an, yeah, which all are, if you're doing it the right way, consenting adults is pretty fun.
Them to keep them obedient and compliant. As alleged, when Combs didn't get his way, he was violent, and he subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse so that they would participate in the freak-offs, and that Combs hit, kicked, threw objects at, and dragged victims, at times by their hair. In addition to the violence.
That's Cassie he's talking about right there. Mm-hmm. It's Cassie.
The indictment alleges that Combs threatened and coerced victims to get them to participate in the freak-offs.
And that's where he was wrong right there. Like, everything else is just, okay, you're a freak. And if you can get a consenting adult to do this, that's fine. But the fact that you start forcing people and you're beating them up and you're like, you know, bullying them with money and jobs and career type of situation, that's where you made your mistake.
Filming them without them knowing.
Filming them without them consent. And the thing is, bro, like when you see like R. Kelly or who else got caught in these weird situations? When you see these guys get caught in these weird situations, it's like people will do this for you. You don't have to force them and do weird things. You can find the right cast to do this with you, man.
Yeah, there's some deviancy to the forcing and the, you know, that is what they're really doing it for, like the power of it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe that is.
What is up with guys when they get a whole lot of power and money? They might lose it on you. They might lose it.
Yeah.
Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Puff Daddy, R. Kelly. Come on, bro.
He used the embarrassing and sensitive recordings he made of the freak-offs as collateral against the victims.
And the fact that they keep calling it freak-offs.
Yeah, I know.
It is kind of funny.
He's just spitting the freak-offs.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty good. Is there anything in here about, like, the male R&B singers that, you know, were trying to make a career?
We don't know.
We don't know. Is that
investigation still going on? They're still looking. Like, if you're connected to Puff Daddy, you need to run.
Yeah.
You need to run. If you was involved with them freak-offs, you need to get out of here, cuz.
The indictment also alleges other acts of violence undertaken by Combs and others, including violence against witnesses to his abuse, kidnapping, and arson. Now, Combs did not do this all on his own. As I mentioned, Combs has been charged with RICO conspiracy. He used his business and employees of that business and other close associates to get his way. Those individuals allegedly included high-ranking supervisors in the business, personal assistants, security staff, and household staff.
So that means all of you guys are involved with this. If you don't talk about what happened with PD, we want you to turn over and be state's evidence. If not, we're going to have a press conference with your name in it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're not blowing the whistle.
The indictment alleges that those individuals facilitated the freak-offs. They booked the hotel rooms and stocked them with the supplies, including drugs, baby oil, personal lubricant, extra linens, and lighting. They arranged for victims and commercial sex workers to travel for the freak-offs, and they delivered large quantities of cash to Combs to pay for the commercial sex workers. As part of this investigation, in March of this year, special agents from HSI executed search warrants at Combs' residences in Miami and Los Angeles. They also executed a warrant for Combs' electronic devices. During those searches, agents seized evidence of the crimes charged in this indictment.
Oh, my God.
They seized firearms and ammunition, including three defaced AR-15s and a large-capacity drum magazine. They also seized evidence of the freak-offs, electronic devices that contain images and videos of the freak-offs with multiple victims. And they seized cases and cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs. More than 1,000 bottles altogether.
Oh, my God.
This guy definitely had the over. He had a little side bet on how many times he could sneak in freak-offs. Can I
freak off?
Take a shot every time you hear freak-offs.
Yeah. That was, I mean...
The lotion for the freak offs.
How much? I mean, that's no wonder we had supply chain issues as it pertains
to it was all going. Some of these baby oils. Everybody out here ashy as hell because Puff Daddy got all the lubes.
He's stocking all the hotels with it for the freak offs.
Like hundreds and hundreds in year, of years worth of baby oil.
If you was going over Puff Daddy's house, your ass was getting shiny. You hear what I'm saying? You want to see you shined up, bro. I want to see you shined up. Turn these lights on. You shining? Wow. RIP to freak offs, man. I'm telling you what. I've lived a full life. I've had a lot of fun. I know what a freak off is. Consenting adults, though, 100%. I don't do... Nobody's going to come out of the woods saying, Lucius made me do this. L.A. made me do that. I'll tell you what. But, man, freak offs will never be the same after this Puff Daddy situation. Oh, my gosh. Diddy officially pled not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking charges. The racketeering holds up to 20 years by itself. Oh, my God. Sex trafficking, the minimum. Yeah. If he's charged on this, 15 years minimum.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the defense that they were all consenting?
You got to
prove that I was making them?
He's got to be. And he's in trouble for that, too, because he's been reaching out to people that that they've been investigating. He's saying, hey, you don't remember it like that, right? It was different. It was different. We had a good time, right? Oh. And they have recordings of Puff doing this, bro.
Yeah, they're saying that, you know, this might just be the beginning, I think, of, this human trafficking thing starting to come to light a little more.
Yeah, it's falling apart. It's falling apart, especially if you were involved. If you were at the Puff Daddy parties wearing all white, you know, flossing to everybody on the Instagram. Yeah, you better run. You better run. Hey, if you were in the freak offs and you had to dip, where would you go? The places that don't do extradition. What country would you go to?
I got to Google.
You got to pick a country, bro.
What are countries that don't expedite?
We gotta go somewhere in South America, I think.
Is that you gotta find a place?
Venezuela, Colombia, someplace like that.
Go to Morocco,
Montenegro.
I love you, Miss Lady T. Don't take me personal. I'm just doing a little radio thing, Miss Lady T. But yeah, Morocco. I probably dipped in Morocco. You're not gonna take me back.
Wolchuk loves the Russians, man. You go over to Moscow.
Vietnam is beautiful this time of year.
How about that?
Talk about it too.
Is that any other South American? There's no South American. I thought for something like, what's the country that has the problem with us with the oil and natural gas? Is that Colombia or Venezuela?
You got Bolivia.
Bolivia.
La Paz. You can go Bolivia if you want.
Great place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Russell Simmons? Russell Simmons in Bali.
You know, Cuba's close. Cuba, you could catch a jet ski back to Florida if you need to. I'd probably go Cuba.
Miles. Yeah. But they'll send you back, though. Cuba will send you back.
They'll send you back.
An extradite.
They'll send you back. They don't?
They were on the list.
Oh, they were on the list?
Yeah.
I thought Cuba would send you back.
Maybe things have changed in recent years.
Where's Stevie J? Stevie J, you better get out of here. Mm. You better call Russell Simmons. Hey, man, you know a good realtor out there in Bali? Because they're coming for you, man. I can't believe this is happening. But he did it to himself. This is self-inflicted wounds. Oh, my gosh. I still don't even know how to process it.
The ultimate crash out.
Bro, this is a big crash out. Big crash out. This is like Elvis going down for like messing with Priscilla back in the day. Mm. It's like that, bro. But of course, this is like nastier. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's nasty because how old Priscilla? Was she like 14 or something like that? 14, 15?
That was pretty 15? Bad, yeah.
That was pretty bad, too. Well, I'll be watching this on the timeline.
Yeah, are we about to be following this like an OJ situation?
I really, really do think so. I think they're going to have like witnesses
courtroom
sitting on
TV,
sitting on a stand to a Puff Daddy trial.
Celebrity witnesses.
Celebrity witnesses. And thinking about if you're a sex worker, the whole country is going to see your face on the screen with your name, and at the bottom is going to say sex worker. Oh my God!
They finally made it.
As you're telling your story in court. Well, he paid me $1,500 just to open it up a little bit.
Oh, jeez. Now, was he involved in these freak offs, or was he just the movie producer?
I heard he was like producing, watching, playing. You know, it was his playground.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the owner, the general manager, and the quarterback.
Yeah, that's my squad.
President, vice president.
All right, man, y'all keep an eye on this.
Yes.
General, turn this segment off with this crap. Yeah, I'm turning it off. I'm gone now. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Puff Daddy, that's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, we'll chuck a little around the bases. What do you say?
Yeah, potential Trout position change. We got lawsuits in the MLBPA, and Ohtani, is he going to be pitching in October? That's next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.